With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports on that Christmas market attack in Germany that killed at least five people.
Saxony-Anhalt Governor Rainer Haseloff also said that more than 200 people in total have been injured, many seriously, when a Saudi doctor intentionally drove a black BMW into the market on Friday evening. The man, who was detained, has lived in Germany for nearly two decades, practicing medicine. Several German media outlets identified him as Taleb A. Describing himself as a former Muslim, he shared dozens of posts daily focusing on anti-Islam themes. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Senate has rushed through final passage of a bipartisan plan to fund federal operations and prevent a government shutdown. President Biden has quickly signed it into law. Meanwhile, the Senate has passed legislation to boost Social Security payments for millions of people. It will eliminate long-time reductions to Social Security benefits for nearly 3 million people who received pensions because they worked in federal, state, and local government. Also at SRNnews.com, Tesla is recalling 700,000 vehicles because of an issue with a warning light on the tire pressure monitoring system.
Here's the problem. The tire pressure monitoring system warning light may not stay lit up between drive cycles, failing to warn the driver of low tire pressure. If your tires aren't properly inflated, you could be at a higher risk of a crash. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says the recall includes some Model 3s from 2017 through 2025, some Model Ys from 2020 through 2025, and some Cybertrucks from 2024. Tesla says it's got a free software update to fix the problem. I'm Rita Foley.
You'll find more news online at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Scripps Spelling Bee embraces feminism. With more, here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
Organizers of the annual contest say they will now accept a new spelling for the word women that eliminates any reference to men. Women, spelt W-O-M-Y-N, was first promoted in the 1970s by feminist leaders in an effort to, quote, make the word free of masculine influence. Scripps officials say they're making the change because the Merriam-Webster Dictionary has done so. The 100th edition of the Spelling Bee is set to take place in May of next year. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The University of Michigan has fired its director of academic multicultural initiatives for making anti-Semitic statements. Rachel Dawson is accused of telling colleagues that, quote, Jews control the university, unquote, and that Jewish students should not have access to diversity programs because, quote, they are wealthy and privileged and take care of themselves, unquote. You'll find more online at srnnews.com. An inflation gauge that is closely watched by the Federal Reserve barely rose last month in a sign that price pressures cooled after 2 months of sharp gains.
Prices rose just 0.1% from October to November. Excluding the volatile food and energy categories, prices also ticked up just 0.1% after 2 months of outsized 0.3% gains. The milder inflation figures arrived 2 days after Federal Reserve officials rocked financial markets by revealing that they now expect to cut their key interest rate just two times in 2025, down from four in their previous estimate.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Amazon delivery drivers and Starbucks employees are on a strike in a handful of cities as they seek to exert pressure on the two major companies to recognize them as unionized employees or meet demands for an inaugural labor contract. More news at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.